It's 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. My name's Jacob.
Well, I must be Mercedes then. And we're on Community Radio 3CR with Friday Rave.
Hello, that's right. You are tuned to Community Radio 3CR here on a Friday Rave for this year's Radiothon.
Radiothon, yay!
Yay! And I'm just getting myself organised because I have almost immediately lost my little sheet with our extra donation messages on it.
Oh, well, I've got one here.
Yeah, here we go.
Are these ones ours?
These ones ours? I don't know. While I'm looking for that, Jake. Well, yes, of course, it is Radiothon here on Community Radio 3CR. You'll be hearing every week everyone reaching out to you to support your local community-owned and operated radio station down here on Smith Street.
The beautiful Smith Street in Fitzroy.
That's right. And the target for Radiothon this year, and I mean it was when we walked into the station and grabbed the mic, it did just slip out of there. So, you know, the $300,000 that 3CR needs to raise for this year's Radiothon keeps the lights on, keeps it operating, and keeps us being able to broadcast 24 hours a day live at you at 8:55 a.m.
And here's one for you. If you donate in the next half hour, and with your donation, say this is going towards fixing the microphone stand in Studio One, I'll guarantee to write your name on the microphone stand in whiteout.
Oh, there we go. How's that? Now we have from a Friday Rave, our target this year is
$1,800.
$1,800 bucks, and it's pretty exciting to see that we are
halfway there.
Halfway there already.
Yeah.
Who's been our generous beneficiaries?
Well, I'll leave one of them till later, but we've got Ian McIntyre, good on you, Ian, for $20. Paul Rayner, always good to catch up with you at the weekend protest, brother, $20. Anonymous for $30. I like Anonymous. They were a nice little hacker organisation. Do you think that's who it is?
Oh, I think it might be.
Lou Riley has given us $20. Yeah, we'll go on with more later. But we had a fundraiser at our favourite little bar in Preston last week called Hard Out. And we were there with Robbie Thorpe and Karina, who's the news coordinator on the station. And who else was there?
Tilda.
Tilda, who does not after us this week, but every other week, is after us with Slacker Radio. We're going to have Radio MMT after us this time. Yeah, they were there and a lot of people came and a good time was had by all, I've got to say.
That's right. So, and we should say that if you would like to give us a call during the next, what have we got left, 25 minutes, you can call the station on 0394198377, of course, to give the station a call. Or you can also send us a text if you like.
Oh, geez, we move into the 20th century.
Oh, I know. Look at us go. So the text line is 0488 809 855, and you can send us a text and you can pledge now. We did, so we've actually just got up on the target that we're at, so far we're at $1,072, because we just had another $100 from the lovely, lovely John O'Hill, who left us a little message that said that he loves a Friday Rave more than Richard Miles loves his stupid little snow globe collection.
Oh, dear, because you know that people might, I don't know if people are aware of that, but to Kentucky Colonel, his gormlessness, the person we can't believe is still Minister for Defence, even after mismanaging, mishandling and miss everything. I mean, look, he's so inept, he hasn't even fucked it up properly. His love of snow domes.
His love of snow domes. And it was actually funny because you and I were just in the courtyard talking about Richard Miles and his love of snow domes before we even got that message.
Wasn't that weird?
So, Jono, you knew exactly what was up. Thank you so, so much.
Has someone bugged the courtyard?
Well, I'm sure they probably have in the past. And so I think for this Radiothon, I guess what we try to do here at a Friday Rave is, I'm sure if you're a regular listener to the show, is that you know that we try and cover a lot of Australia's involvement in the military-industrial complex, the who's who that's screwing you, and, you know, and I guess given a political analysis that you won't hear anywhere else. And it's because of 3CR and community radio that we are able to do that.
Exactly, because we don't rely on government funding, okay? And because we don't rely on government funding, we feel quite okay about talking about stupid things like Richard Marles' love of snow domes.
Exactly. We just got a text in the text line who must be from a regular listener. Thank you, 281, who has just said his gormlessness. So they must have listened to the show before.
His gormlessness, yes. I mean, we can't think of a better word for him. He's just so nothing. And the interesting thing is he's in London at the moment. And he was going to be doing a tour of the facilities where they're going to build the AUKUS SNNs at some future time, allegedly. But the problem is that his, what was his name, John Healey, the UK Minister for Defence, has just resigned.
Oh.
He's just resigned because he reckoned the UK government wasn't giving him enough money. But really, he's resigned because everyone's been saying that, you know, similar things about Healey that we've been saying about Marles.
Yeah.
So with any luck whatsoever, Marles will take this as a tap on the shoulder and come back and say, nah, I'm out of here. Goodbye and so long, you know, so long and thanks for all the
domes. And I'm going to go and work at Lockheed Martin or something. I'm sure.
Well, he's the Kentucky colonel, and I'm sure. I mean, look, with his intelligence, I reckon he could probably, there's a job bloody making Kentucky Fried Chicken burgers or or something. I mean, I think he'll be up to the task.
We've got a couple more texts on the line here. There certainly were more choppers hovering near the radio station this morning. So we've heard. So you know, we know that the eye in the sky. Love this place. And a thank you, Mass, Sophie, and Ryan, who say big up Mercedes and Jacob. This is our absolute favourite show.
Hey.
Thank you, dear listeners. And we've got, let's play a little message from a friend of ours, shall we? So we've had some.
All right, well, just before the message, just want to point out that because you wrote about the text came in about the choppers being around the radio station this morning, I just want to point out that you hear about these things all the time on a Friday rave, and we're often the first people to break it to you. And when these new choppers came on board and joined the air wing a couple of years ago.
2021, I think it was.
2021, just a couple of years ago. I was sitting down watching. This is what I do, folks, so that you don't have to. I sit down and watch live the press release from the Minister of Police and the air wing and all the rest of it. And the commander said something along the lines of, he was asked by a journo what these choppers do, and he said, well, just you pick an address at random, say 21 Smith Street. As soon as we enter that in, we have choppers there, we're intercepting communications, we're giving you the numbers of the people in there and the names, and we're looking at everything. They're not hidden from us. And I was just sitting there gobsmacked, thinking, 21 Smith Street, that's not a coincidence.
That's absolutely not a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence. And I've got to say to you, I was proud as shit, mate. I was, you know.
I think it's funny that I need to say that instead of just turning on the radio, but, you know, here we are.
Well.
Here we are. Now, should we play a little message from one of our friends of the show?
Oh, which one?
Oh, let's hear from Abby, shall we?
Nah.
Nah.
Oi, oi. This is Abby from Skinheads Against Racial Prejudice, a.k.a. The Sharps, asking you to donate to a Friday rave.
We've got 3 million miles to reach on the moon.
A Friday rave is one of the most informative programs out there and is vital to understanding Australia's role in the imperialist system as well as how to fight back. For Radiothon this year, we encourage everyone who's outraged at the military-industrial complex to support two of our favourite comrades at a Friday rave by donating whatever you can.
Thanks there to Abby and the Sharps, who, of course, the Skinheads Against Racial Prejudice, very good friends of the show, and do a lot of good work out there fighting fascism day by day as it creeps up on us. And we've got another text here saying, thanks for raving on Fridays, a real antidote to this shit world. 3CR, our beacon of hope. Keep raving. And thank you, Pilar, for the donation of $50 while donating plasma from the blood bank.
Wow.
Oh, Pilar.
Well, she's just donating her little ass off today, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Pilar. And we've got a few more that have come through prior to us going to air today.
Oh, yeah.
And where did you get up to, Jake?
Well, I was just picking them at random. A couple of standouts I want to say is, first of all, hats off and thank you to somebody who comes on the show and comments on recent things. I hate to say it because of my pride, but someone who probably knows the military-industrial complex, if anything, maybe a little bit more than we do.
I know.
And that's Clinton Fernandez. And he's kicked in with 60-odd bucks.
And we've had Clinton on the show a couple of times in the last year, one just a few weeks ago, and then prior to that we did a Saturday kick-on summer special with Clinton.
Right.
So if you haven't listened, definitely go back and do that.
And it's winter already. And then the other one I want to mention is Ben Fuller, one of our regular West Australian listeners.
Yeah, good on you, Ben.
Always listens to the show, occasionally sends us a text or gives us a call. Always catches up when he's in Melbourne visiting friends and family. And it's always great to catch up with him. And thank you so much, Ben. And I know in particular at the moment, because one of the things we talk about, and this isn't why he listens. He's listened to us from the inception of the show. Mm. But one of the things about Ben at the moment, he's living in a little town, I won't say which one, in Western Australia, where they're doing critical mineral. Processing.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, anyone who listens to a Friday rave, the critical minerals is a thing that we cover a lot on the show, and really that we kind of covered on the show before it sort of came into the mainstream field of view, shall we say.
That's right.
And I guess that's one of the things that we try and do on the show is, you know, have an analysis of what's happening on the ground and how it's impacting the communities and what it looks like in the policy frameworks. And critical minerals is a boom area and somewhere that, you know, Jacob and I have been working on for near on a decade now.
Yeah, when I first met you, you were working on critical minerals, weren't you?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, I guess a big part of why we're asking you to donate to a Friday rave today is because we do, you know, do this research and try and get the information out to people on the ground and you, dear listener, so you can be informed and draw the connections, I guess, to the web of the military-industrial complex in terms of supply chains and what they look like.
Yeah, and it is about drawing links. I was talking to someone. Where was I? I think while I was at the housing rally a couple of weeks ago, where a renegade activist, another one of the hats that we wear, was providing the sound, and sitting there talking to someone I hadn't seen for years, but listened to the show. And they pointed out that we haven't been talking much about, we talk about AUKUS, but we don't talk about the submarines much.
Mm.
And he said at first, I said, well, now this is the point. Everybody's talking about the submarines now. We don't want to. We don't need to. We want to talk about stuff that other people aren't talking about and we'll be talking about in 6 months' time. That's our role here, not to rehash what everyone's saying. I mean, I said the week after AUKUS was announced in 2021 that the American submarine industry was so far behind that we weren't going to get a submarine, and that I said at the time that we would probably get one of the Sea Wolves that was being mothballed in Guam. Okay, I was wrong about that, but I was right about the fact that they were so far behind.
Yeah.
All right, and we weren't going to get one. And we might still get a Sea Wolf. Who knows? It's not over yet.
But we've been saying the subs haven't been coming since it was first announced.
Yeah, but I said the thing we need to talk about now with AUKUS is the Pillar 2 and the things that aren't making the media.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to hear another little message from our dear friend Noor in just a moment, but get your phone in your hot little hands and call 94198377 to make your pledge or donation. You don't have to cough up the cash today. You can pledge your chosen amount and pay later at the station or pop in.
You can pledge your first board, I thought you were going to say.
All right.
Friday Rave is one of the key shows to listen to on 3CR. Jacob and Mercedes break down the military-industrial complex and its impacts on this continent and abroad. My name is Nursin Mann. I'm a Palestinian woman, and you should support 3CR and Friday Rave this radiothon.
Right, thank you, Noor. Noor is a dear friend of the show and an absolute powerhouse of a woman. So it's a appreciate endlessly your support, mate.
Also, and again, she's not in Melbourne. That's another one of our interstate listeners.
Yes, exactly right. A big shout out to Raya, if you haven't mentioned already, for making a pledge to a Friday rave.
3CR Zone.
3CR Zone legendary Raya, and of course Jan Bartlett.
3CR Zone.
Dear friend of the show as well. And I guess, what are the...
Jen's had a show here for 40 years or something.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The staying power of that woman. Yeah.
40 years, which is, you know, what, four-fifths of the time that 3CR has been. And, you know, I mentioned this at the fundraiser that we had up at Heart Out the other week, but I did some maths and working out, you know, 50 years 3CR has been broadcasting this year. And I guess what $300,000 to keep the station in your hands, community-owned, independent, free of corporate interference is and government interference is that over those 50 years, 3CR has broadcast 476 hours and 680 hours.
Half a million, you may as well say.
Yeah, just under half a million. And that's not just the presenters, whether it's one or two presenters on a program, whether it's three or four. That's also the time that goes into putting the show together, producing it, all the volunteers that do the podcasting, the staff that work behind the scenes to make sure it all gets to air. And 3CR is largely a volunteer-run organisation.
Yeah, and a big shout-out to the people who are just on the other side of the glass now.
Yeah.
Some of our staff and volunteers keeping the station going.
Always, every day. And get that phone. You can also go online and donate at 3cr.org.au/donate to get your favourite programs.
What's the latest with Critical Minerals? Critical Minerals said.
Well, the latest on the Critical Minerals is that the Pentagon have just announced that they are going to start upping their funding into critical minerals projects in the US, critical minerals mining projects to fund to get them up and off the ground quicker. So the Pentagon are involved in funding them. The Department of Defense, of course, has been involved in the past of funding Lynas Rare Earths processing facility and refinery. But the Pentagon have announced that they're going to be upping their funding, which has been creeping up slowly over the last five or so years, but it's going to be making a massive jump. The figure exactly evades me. We probably don't actually have one. But, of course, what that means is that now... under AUKUS Pillar 2, and as of 2024, Australia is now considered a domestic source to the US, it means that critical minerals projects under this stream of the Pentagon in Australia are going to be able to be opened up to being funded by the Pentagon in order to get them off the ground.
And we're talking lots of money. I mean, I've just opened it when you've been saying that, and saying that in the last few years, the Department of Defence has provided an estimated $621 million for critical mineral projects for defence purposes. All right. And in the last 4 years, they had 24 agreements worth $550 million. And it's just ridiculous that how much money they're spending.
Yeah, absolutely.
And critical minerals are critical.
Should we go to another little message or just before?
Just before that, I want to say you said now that Australia is a source, and I got to say that we have spoken about the way that Australia is now a domestic source for US weapons productions, and we've spoken about the way Gormlessness and all the others talk about interchangeability rather than interoperability, mm-hmm. and even the Five Eyes Commander is saying that. We're talking about how the arms exports laws have changed so that now it's a license-free environment and we're talking about Australia being entwined at every level, from digging shit out of the ground to dropping the bombs, to being on the submarines that sink an unarmed boat in the Bay of Bengal, Australia's involved in every level. Now, here's the point. Here's the point I want to make. There's this law called, or this thing, it's not a law yet, called Section 224 of the US National Defence Authorization Act. And that 224, what it does is it does to Israel everything that the United States does with Australia. So it becomes a independent source, and interchangeability with their militaries, absolutely free information sharing. So if you've got that happening with the, between the United States and Israel, which is, I mean, it's really just, you know, talking about the situation as it is, but if the United States is interchangeable with Israeli military, and the United States is, and the whole industrial base, and they're also with that from Australia, does that mean we're interchangeable? I mean, if I invite you to dinner, and I invite, you know, Lee to dinner, it's not like you two have to have dinner. You're still sitting down eating at the same table off the same plate. And that's what this 224 is going to do, not just to the US, but Australia. And I said Lee because she's just got a bit of paper stuck in her hand that she's just donated $40.
Aww.
So thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Lee. And we got a message from the wonderful Kari.
Hey, hey.
Of course, our excellent current affairs coordinator here at 3CR. Love Friday Rave. Love a Friday Rave or hate a Friday Rave. You can't beat you two on yous heard it here first. Fitbit analysis and US bases, Libya, Syria parallels, shady money and global capital. Thanks for the $20 because buying a beer at a fundraiser won't cut it for Kari. Thanks, mate.
Hey, okay.
Thanks, Kari. Now, we have... So far, we've raised $1,182, so we've got $618 to go. So you've still got about 7 minutes to call in here on 94198377. We're going to hear from a couple more of our friends of the show.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Julia, a scholar and researcher of international law. In these catastrophic times, where we are bearing witness to a livestream genocide and a legal war of aggression, independent information about the military-industrial complex and Australia's role in global supply chains of weapons and armaments is more crucial than ever. This radiothon, show your support for independent research and journalism on these crucial issues.
Hey, it's NASA from Palestine Remembered. If you're hearing this, then you're a raver. Well, that's my term for someone who loves to listen to Jacob and Mercedes on a Friday rave on 3CR. Shows like this matter. They give space to voices, struggles and stories that too often get pushed to the margins. Week after week, Jacob and Mercedes bring sharp, principled and independent radio to you and I. And that only happens because we listeners support it. June is Radiothon Month and I'm asking you to join me in backing 3CR. Your donation helps keep community radio alive, independent and accountable to people, not corporations. So please go to 3cr.org.au and donate today.
And a big thanks to both Julia and NASA, friends of the show. NASA, of course, is from Palestine Remembered here on 3CR. So make sure to tune in on Saturday morning.
Although NASA's not often on it these days because he's... traveling the country and traveling the planet advocating on behalf of the Palestinian people.
That's exactly right. Now, we've only got a few minutes left. So, because looking at it's we've got 4 minutes left of the show.
Oh, we've got Radio MMT coming up after this.
We do have Radio MMT coming up after this. But of course, thanks to everyone who has donated so far. So, we've got Paul, Ian, Ben, Anonymous, Lou, Clinton, Peter, Colin, Dave, Jan and Raya and everyone who came down to the fundraiser at Hard Out Bar. Also, Kari, and Pilar. Yeah.
Colin Milne, of course, is an organiser with the CPSU.
Oh, thanks, Colin. And, of course, Jono with the excellent
Jono
message
and
at
Lee.
The start.
And, look, one other thing I want to say is we've been working with, since day one, long before day one of the of the current genocide on Palestinians. We've been working closely with NASA on a range of issues, both in the studio and out of it through our other lives. And we've actually been working with him since the Second Intifada, at least some of us. And one of the other people who was working with that with us was Dave Kerrin, some of you may know. And I believe Dave sent us in a message too.
Dave did send us in a message. And before we hear from beautiful Dave, we've just got another $40 from Vittorio from here at Radio Filef. Thank you so much, Vittorio. But here's Dave.
G'day, I'm Dave Kerrin, and I'm asking you to donate to the 3CR fundraiser. By supporting the Friday Rave, 5 p.m. on a Friday, Jake and Mercedes are at the cutting edge of the global war machine, providing you with all the facts on the ground that global military corporations and their political representatives would rather you did not know. Please listen and donate to the show during the fundraiser. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. You're an absolute legend, and it was beautiful to see your beautiful handmade leather craft up here on the walls congratulating 3CR on 50 years this year. Now, we're about out of time, so we're going to leave you with it. We're going to leave one more little message from the Double Doll String Band Jam crew, and we'll leave you also with the song Billy Aztec, Billy Thorpe. And the Aztecs, sorry, No More War, as the crew from Radio MMT. We've got 578 to go, so make sure to stay tuned to Radio MMT and jump on, and we'll catch you more next week.
We want your money.